Today's Maseches Yoma Dav Lamed Zayin, last part of the Mishnah that we had learned, had mentioned that as part of the vidui, the confession of the Kohen Gadol, he would recite the name of Hashem. This is the Shem Meforash, known as the Shem Meforash, which we'll define more in a moment. The Mishnah at Maseches Tamid, Parag Zayin and Mishnah Beis, mentions that when the Kohanim would bless the people daily, they would recite the name of Hashem as it's written with the letters Yudke Vavke, fully spelled out, fully mentioned, and fully expressed. While outside of the Beis Hamikdash, they would recite the Shem Adnus, the Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. So in our Masechet, on a couple pages on Lamed Tesim and Beis, the Gemara notes that with the passing of Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohanim felt that the Shekhinah was not revealed to them with the same intensity, and they stopped to recite the Shem Meforash on all the other days of the year. Rav Nevinsal explains in the Sichos and Parshas Azinu, Sicha Chaf Aleph, explains this to mean that the Kohanim didn't feel he's butless. They didn't feel a sense of being completely de-emphasized of physicality, completely before the Shekhinah. So they stopped using the Shem Meforash, and this reciting of the name was reserved for the once-a-year experience of Yom Kippur. So our Gemara at the top of Amud Aleph learns this idea from a pasuk in Azinu. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havogodol Eloheinu. The name of Hashem is called out, will give greatness to Hashem, will increase God's greatness in this world. Every time the Kohen Gadol would call the Shem Hashem Meforash, this would happen 10 times over the day of Yom Kippur, the nation and the Kohanim and the Zara would give Godel Elokeinu by answering Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Va'ed, forever and ever. Saying Amen is an agreement, but the words Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Va'ed give Godless and Shevach and praise to Hashem. One remnant of this that we have is how we respond when we hear Kaddish. The person saying Kaddish in Shul begins with Yizkadal V'Yizkadash, which is to raise and make great, to make holy and sanctify the name of Hashem. We initially say Amen, but then we say Yehei Shmei Rabo, to increase, to make great the name of Hashem, the Olam Olomei Maya. So it's the same idea that we're learning out of the Gemara. Tur and Or Chaim, Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet, quotes from the Shals Chus of Rosh, noting that the answering of Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, during every bracha that's made, after every bracha that's made, that's based on our Gemara. The next line of the Gemara says that Moshe said, "Pshashani maskir Shemo Shekosh Baruch Hu Tem Havogodo." When I mention Hashem's name, you're going to give greatness to Hashem. So that's saying Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. The Rosh was comparing the Kohen Gadol's reciting the Shem Meforash with someone saying a regular bracha, because the bracha adds great significance in the mentioning of Hashem's name. The Shulchan Aruch says this explicitly, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is only said upon hearing a bracha, when it's in the context of a bracha. The question is, what's the idea that this was able to be said on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, but no other times? The idea is that the Beis HaMikdash, Har Habayis, the Temple Mount, are the place of the revealing of Hashem's Shekhinah at its peak. And this is why bowing on stone, for example, the Torah says we're not allowed to bow down on stone, but it's permissible in the Har Habayis. It's forbidden everywhere else, because only on Har Habayis was there a complete hisbatlus, a complete nullification of physicality in the face of spirituality. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, bowing down on stone could be seen as idolatry, but in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no sense of self. This is in terms of space. In terms of time, Yom Kippur is a Yom Hisbatlus, in time where all physicality is de-emphasized. We know all the things that we refrain from doing on the day of Yom Kippur. Until that day comes, again, we pray for it and long for it. We can inspire ourselves with Yishai Ribo's song, Seder Havoda, where he imagines the power of when the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem Meforash and the nation would respond, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Ve'ed. But really, in seriousness, every bracha and Kaddish gives us the opportunity to increase the greatness and the praise of Hashem.